I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Edge of Tomorrow may be the least existential meditation on humanity's relationship to time ever. Really, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is deeper than this. That's okay. It's a clever idea, cleverly executed. I just don't want anyone to be mistaken that there's anything more. There isn't. The setup is an action film revisioning of Groundhog Day. Tom Cruise is a military PR person who, thanks to his own craven cowardice, winds up dying on the front lines of a disastrous attack against an insurmountable alien army, and then being reincarnated only to fight the same battle over and over. The big difference is that in Groundhog Day, Bill Murray plays his typical self-centered tool who, in the course of repeating the same day, becomes a better human being, while Tom Cruise plays a self-centered tool who, in the course of repeating the same day, becomes the typical Tom Cruise action hero. The intent may have been to have some deconstruction of the iconic Cruise persona in the process, but since the actor tried to do something similar in Night and Day and failed disastrously, it's understandable that any such commentary would be seriously downplayed. But it's that distinction that marks the difference between a popular entertainment with enough emotional depth to turn it into a minor classic, and a popular entertainment that's fun enough in the watching, but that will likely be forgotten with whatever gets released the week following. But for all that, the film is fun enough. The trick with this kind of setup is to work enough variations on the theme that the inherent repetitiveness doesn't become wearing, and director Doug Liman brings a whole set of narrative tools to the party that make that work. He's especially clever in the ways he's found to suggest that more iterations occur than we actually observe, going all the way from the general structure of the film and how the initial conceit eventually branches off into Cruise recruiting the aid of Emily Blunt as a super soldier, all the way down to slyly inserted tip-offs in the dialogue. Cruise is such a pro at this that he tosses off his role through all its incarnations with typical and enjoyable ease, although not surprisingly, the more he evolves into the action hero, the less interesting he becomes. While Blunt plays well off Cruise, both as action hero and in the comedic moments as well. And special credit has to be given to Bill Paxton, who plays the sergeant in charge of Cruise's platoon, and who has to play numerous permutations of confusion and surprise as Cruise's character repeatedly trumps his shtick. It's a nice little bit in a film that actually is chock full of amusing character performances. So as I said, Edge of Tomorrow is entertaining enough, even if some of the sequences play just a tad too long. Minor quibble, still fun. But if you prefer seeing the time-space continuum explored with a bit more teeth, there's a film coming up in the next couple of weeks that's considerably more interesting. It's called Coherence, and hopefully we'll be able to give it a look next week or the week following, so hang on for that. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at CineFantastique Online. Check out what you missed by going to cfqonline.com.